This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're going to take another quick swing by taxes here for a second, corporate taxes specifically, and how congressional Republicans and President Trump are framing the tax cuts they want to give American businesses, both lower corporate rates overall and a one-time break to bring back profits that those companies have had parked overseas. As Marketplace's Rima Kreis explains, they are using a very consumer-friendly kind of messaging for corporate cuts.
Here's Trump giving his pitch. He says that corporate tax reform
would likely give the typical American household a $4,000 pay raise.
Trump's marketing his tax plan as a good thing for his political base because, says Seth Hanlon of the Center for American Progress, at its core, it is not a popular plan.
Nobody wants to cut corporate taxes. In fact, the American people want to see corporations paying more, if anything.
Hence appealing to the workers' pocketbooks. But that may not resonate, says John Krosnick. He's a professor of psychology and political science at Stanford and says that years of research show Americans don't back government policies just because of how those policies could impact them.
Instead, Americans, maybe in a pleasant surprise kind of way, think in terms of the best interests of the country as a whole.
Another reason Trump's message may not land, many economists like Matt Gardner of the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy don't think that corporate tax cuts will lead to higher wages.
It's a pretty far-fetched claim.
Gardner says the corporate tax cuts would likely mean bigger payouts for shareholders, but there's no guarantee anything would filter down to the workers. Plus, he says that $4,000 promise to average American households would not happen right away.
$4,000 is over 8 years, which would be a pretty long time for Trump's audience to wait.
As to how they came up with that number, the White House is expected to release more details soon. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.